Thrive to Survive. That was the theme of Saturday's Wrangell Energy Summit, as energy leaders from both sides of the U.S.-Canadian border met to discuss ways of bringing affordable and abundant energy to the region through an AKBC intertie. The summit's keynote speaker, engineer Brian Yannity of WH Pacific, has done research on the region's energy resources for the past 4 years. He says his studies show there are two variations of hydropower that can be produced.
A lot of the sites here can be developed with, you know, minimal environmental impact, as long as you have biologists who know what they're doing checking out the sites, and developers who know what they're doing, who don't want to build destructive facilities and really know how to find sites that have barrier waterfalls, like up on Thomas Bay there, where the fish can't jump, and then there's a lake above it, and that's kind of a perfect site because you got a natural lake and you got natural barriers to fish, so you bypass the fish issue as long as you don't mess up the, you know, the downstream flows.
Yannity says hydropower is the core of renewable energy in the region, but there are more opportunities in Southeast Alaska that need to be studied.
We've got sites that are naturally amenable to low-impact hydro. We've got geothermal resources. We've got wind resources in various spots. There's tidal energy resources, probably wave, but a lot of this hasn't been well studied.
Yannity says that British Columbia has done a lot of planning for energy development in their region and believes the intertie could help both sides. Doug Bishop, president of Bishop Energy in Vancouver, agrees. He says the time to invest in such a project is now.
I think that Southeast Alaska has got an opportunity here, maybe like nothing before, and I really wish them the best in all their endeavors. And I think that they need to do it now, because now's the time. If your neighbor puts in $400 million, how much are you going to put in?
Being in the now was the focus of Alaska Native Energy Advocate Bob Loscher's speech. Loscher says he believes the time is now because both federal governments are focused on energy on the national level.
The BC government and the Canadian government have made huge strides for the Highway 70 line extension, which brings it closer to Alaska. And then the state of Alaska is focused on energy for electrical energy for the rail belt, and we certainly in southeastern Alaska should be part of that legislative equation.
Gordon Lovren of the Tall Tan First Nation brought a Canadian Native's perspective to the summit. Lovren, who serves as president of the Tall Tan Business Council, pointed out that the Canadian portion of the intertie will be on his band's land. He raised the question, what's in it for us? Us meaning the Tall Tan Nation.
Please recognize that Tall Tan do have green energy projects too, which we would like priority given to for the extension of the Northwest Transmission Line. After all, Bob Quinn is in our land, without dispute. And if the line goes there and serves as a future connection to Alaska, we need to know how Alaska can help us achieve our social and economic goals too.
Lovren also called on political leaders on both sides of the border to work together in achieving this goal. Energy Summit attendees also heard from former Governor Frank Murkowski, Governor Sean Parnell's Chief Energy Policy Advisor Gene Terrio, and Highway 37 Coalition Co-Chair Janine North. Others in attendance were mayors from Angoon and Pelican, representatives from Alaska Power and Telephone, the Alaska Energy Authority and Cascade Creek LLC, State Representative Peggy Wilson, and her opponent for next year's election, Stephen Samuelson. ACE Coalition Special Projects Director Paul Southland was the host of the summit. He says he was pleased with the turnout and hope that people did not leave without thinking about the big picture.
This is a catalyst to bring economic development to all of our communities in Southeast Alaska. AKBC happens to be in our backyard, but the message we want to send is we're a resource development area. We've done it with timber. We've done it with fish. We can do it with electricity, and it's such a cool resource because it's renewable and it's clean.
He says the next step is to travel to Juneau to lobby lawmakers. The ACE Coalition is expecting to have its next meeting in mid-January. Southland says there could be another summit down the road to support its cause. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.